At a global level, there are a number of processes which have combined to contribute to the severity of this year's fire season. Here's Nikki Phillips, Nature's Asia Pacific Bureau Chief.
There are very natural processes that drive Australia's bushfire risk. We're in the middle of a drought, and drought is usually a factor in how severe our bushfire seasons are. Another natural factor that we had against us this year was this thing called the Indian Ocean Dipole, and that's kind of basically a difference in sea surface temperatures in the ocean, and when it's in its positive phase, it reduces the amount of rainfall over southern and northern Australia. And then, as if we didn't need it, this year also there's a phenomenon above Antarctica where these polar winds were kind of affected and changed directions, which in the end resulted in more kind of hot, dry weather over Australia. So we had all these natural processes going on, but on top of all that, we've also got climate change.
Last year was Australia's driest and hottest on record. And understandably, people want to know what role climate change is playing in the fires. Linking extreme events to climate change is known as attribution science, something we've covered on the pod before. By modelling multiple factors, researchers are able to offer an idea of whether an event was made more likely or more serious by climate change. Take the extreme heatwave in Western Europe last year. Researchers suggested that this spell was made at least 10 times more likely by human-induced climate change. Sophie, who you heard from earlier, works on attribution science. Last year, she published a paper linking 2018 fires in northeastern Australia to climate change. Unlike heat waves, fires are difficult to perform attribution studies on, partly due to their complexity. Here's Sophie again.
We can have a really hot day in Australia, a scorcher, and we don't have a bushfire because there's so much more that goes into it. We need an ignition. So that could be anything from a power line failure. It could be a lightning strike, but we also need conditions to be primed in the environment for that fire. So we need dry conditions in terms of the fuel load and the fuel moisture content. We need winds to sustain the fire. We need usually low humidity. So there's lots of different factors that go into that event. So it's not as straightforward as looking at a heat wave, even though there's also complexity in the weather that we experience with our heat.